There's a whole debate in Chazal. Rashi quotes the two opinions on what actually is the Sohar that the Torah talks about in the Ark. Was it a chalom? Is it a window? Or something really light could come in? Or no? It was some precious diamond jewel that sparkled on its own and it brought light inside. So what's the issue here? What's in the Kudas HaMachokas? What are they arguing about? So some explain that we know there's a halacha, and we see by Ashes Lot that when Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Sodom, so he destroyed the people. So the rule of thumb is, if you that generally speaking, if you deserve the punishment, you'll get it. If not, you won't. But there are certain cases, because of those, the merit of your friends, in this case, Uncle Abraham. So really, they say Lot and his wife really deserve to get the punishment of Sodom and Amorah. But because of the merit of Abraham and some other things they also did, so they were saved. So if you're saved from a destruction you deserve to be in, you have no right to look at the destruction. So that's what it says. Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt because she turned around and looked. So there's a whole discussion on whether it was Noach, even though Noach is Tzaddik, and all the others, but it says Noach Matzachin Be'inei Hashem. So what do you mean Matzachin? So that's a whole discussion whether Tzaddik Tamin, but whether Noach and his family deserve to be saved, or it was Matzachin, it was some other reason. So if you assume you deserved it, so then they have a chalom, they have a right to look at the destruction of the world. However, if they didn't deserve it, then you assume it's a jewel, that the light came from inside the ark. That's how some explain. Other Bali Makshava explain a little differently. They say the question is, in terms of where does a person get his inspiration or other matters from? Is it a turning inward or turning looking outside? In other words, if you assume that the light of the Teva came from the Chalom, from outside, so therefore, you see, you get your inspiration from outside. And if you assume it's from the jewel, so you get your inspiration inside. Of course, we need both. Different times than the famous Am in the Seal of Shesharim, that basically you work on your outsides first, and then your insides will follow. And then the Chafetz Chaim much later said, well, times have changed, we're dealing with a lot of fakers and phonies, too much external. First you have to work on your inside, and then you work on your outside. And as they explained that the different, I see you cooking a hamburger, so in the oven, it works, the outside gets cooked, then the inside. But with the microwave, it gets right down to the root, it cooks inside and spreads out. So that's this issue, whether the soul is a window, a jewel, is an issue in terms of how does one get inspired? Does inspiration have to come from yourself? Or it definitely does. However, sometimes as well, you need to be inspired by others around you as well. And in fact, and obviously this has to do with the Yerushalmi, who discusses the Machlokes about whether the Mazolos during the flood, was the sun, stars, were they working, or they were put on hold for a while. So obviously if you assume they were working, so then you could say it is a chalom, that you got the life on the outside. That would be your outside inspiration. However, if they weren't, so then you have to come on to the Tzohar, meaning the precious jewel. So that's how the Mefarshim explain either the issue in terms of if you deserve to look at the suffering of the world. So if it's Noach Matzachin, but he didn't deserve it, so then you assume it's a jewel. But if it was deserving, so then they could look out the window. Or as the Mefarshim point out, no, it's the issue of internal inspiration or external, like whether the mazolas, whether the sun and moon actually were out during that time. And of course, the answer is we need both. We definitely have to be able to inspire ourselves, but there are other times in life where we're feeling a little down or out of it, and then we need to look as well to get inspiration from others.